The Dreamliner leaks fuel again. Illinois study shows the value of airports, and a new fox has been sighted in the mountains. This is Aero News for Tuesday, January 15, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. For the second time in a week, a JAL 787 Dreamliner was reported to be leaking fuel, the same aircraft that experienced a fuel leak while taxiing for takeoff from Boston's Logan International just last week. The airplane was reported to have lost about 26 gallons of fuel during an inspection at Japan's Narita International Airport on Sunday, according to the Associated Press. It was just the latest in a series of issues that has caused the FAA to order a review of the airplane even while saying it is safe to fly. Japan's All Nippon Airways has reported fuel leaks, a cracked cockpit window, and computer issues in its Dreamliners, saying the problems have caused the airline to cancel several flights. Late last week, Boeing Chairman, President, and CEO Jim McNerney issued a statement after the FAA said it would be evaluating the airplane and its manufacture, saying in part, quote, "We stand 100% behind the integrity of the 787 and the rigorous process that led to its successful certification and entry into service. We look forward to participating in the joint review with the FAA, and we believe it will underscore our confidence and the confidence of our customers and the traveling public in the reliability, safety, and performance of the innovative new 787 Dreamliner," end quote. Airports in Illinois add over $40 billion to that state's economy, according to a study released recently by the Illinois Department of Transportation. When all of the impacts of Illinois' 116 public-use airports are added together, 337,419 total jobs can be traced to the aviation industry. These employees receive $12.8 billion in total payroll and generate $40.9 billion in total economic activity, according to the report's executive summary. The economic benefits associated with aviation in Illinois were estimated using an econometric modeling process that has been approved by the FAA. This economic input-output model estimates economic benefits in terms of jobs, payroll, and economic output. The study also found that in addition to substantial annual economic benefits, Illinois' airports support numerous qualitative benefits related to health, welfare, and safety. Examples include facilitating emergency medical transport, providing support to law enforcement, supporting aerial surveying, photography, and inspection operations, conducting search and rescue operations, supporting the U.S. military and other government organizations, and providing youth outreach activities. Well, just about the time you thought that it would be very difficult to improve on the Kit Fox, we find out that not only is it possible, but it's happened. Both the much-praised and turbocharged Rotax 914 and the new fuel-injected 912IS are now available for one of the most popular sport planes of all time. Stick and Rudder Aviation, a Boise, Idaho-based mountain-oriented sport pilot flight training program, announced on Monday that it has added two unique, first-of-their-kind, brand-new tail-dragger Kit Fox SLSAs, a spirited, big-tired, turbocharged-powered Rotax 914 and an economical and efficient fuel-injected Rotax 912IS. Stick and Rudder Aviation's Paul Liedebrand says, quote, "The Rotax 914 is capable of maintaining takeoff power up to 8,000 feet and continuous power to 16,000 feet. As a result, the 914-powered Kit Fox will take off shorter, climb stronger, and cruise faster than the 912 machine at these altitudes. The benefit in flight training is that the turbo extends the day for students and instructors alike," end quote. The 100-horsepower 912IS shares the basic concept with the carbureted 912 series, but adds electronic fuel injection and variable ignition timing to improve efficiency. To prove the capability and reliability of the Kit Fox, the two aircraft have been flown from the Kit Fox Aircraft Factory in Holmdel, Idaho, some 2,385 miles in the winter, to display and offer demos at the Sebring Flight Light Sport Trade Expo this weekend. Kit Fox has not yet set pricing for the Rotax 914 or 912IS installation packages. And speaking of Sebring, with the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo 2013 less than a week away, and not even a month after Christmas, ANN and the Sport Plane Resource Guide staff have still got gifts to give to the aviation public. In addition to the expanded video, audio, and online coverage that ANN and our sister organization Aero TV are planning, ANN's CEO Jim Campbell has added some serious goodies to this year's busy program. ANN has printed and will be circulating a short and concise LSA Buyer's Guide checklist containing solid details and questions that should be brought up by every potential LSA buyer in the process of looking for their new airplane. This free handout was developed as a sample chapter, by the way, in the forthcoming Sport Plane Resource Guide that ANN will also be announcing at Sebring. When Aero News continues, Jaeger has been found after 6 months missing. More lawsuits following the Jenny Rivera Lear 25 accident, and Jedis to the rescue.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, January 15th. I'm Glenn Moyer. When a dozen international journalists visited CNN last June, one of the cable network's reporters thought it would be an interesting story for them to get photographs and other recordings from the edge of space, a prospect that has become easier with the advent of small digital cameras and GPS tracking devices. Chris Erickson writes in a CNN blog that he assembled about $1,000 worth of equipment for a flight beneath a weather balloon, which was launched from the National Weather Service station at Peachtree City, Georgia. While the initial ascent went as planned, the balloon and its payload, which, by the way, had been nicknamed Jaeger, apparently were caught in some strong upper-level winds and broke apart, rendering the parachute recovery system pretty much useless. The payload fell from about flight level 650, landing somewhere in central Georgia, and an extensive search failed to turn up the missing gear. Well, now fast forward to December. The phone that was included in the package is suddenly found by a man named Justin Garrett in his backyard. When he turned it on, it sent a message to its owner that it had been found about 35 miles south of Atlanta. Team members searched again and eventually found the cameras and the video intact on December 15th. In fact, the cameras still worked. The footage and the story were forwarded on to those international journalists who had long since gone home and who likely got a better story than they had hoped for in the very first place. And by the way, you didn't think I was talking about Chuck Jaeger, did you? The families of four of the people fatally injured when a Lear 25 carrying Latina singer Jenny Rivera and six other people went down in Mexico have filed lawsuits against the singer's company, as well as the companies that owned and managed the airplane and other agencies. Television station KTLA reports that those bringing the suit include the families of publicist Arturo Rivera, hairdresser George Vasquez, makeup artist Jacob Yabaley, and attorney Mario Pacheco. In a news conference held in Los Angeles Thursday, attorneys said the plaintiffs hold that Rivera, through her company Jenny Rivera Enterprises, was negligent when she hired the 43-year-old jet for the trip. The families are also seeking damages from Starwood Management and Rodat's Financial Group, which owned the jet when it went down. Also named is Makoko Incorporated, the Lear's previous owner. Rivera's family is not named in the suit. In the news conference, the attorney pointed out that according to the FAA, the jet had been damaged in 2005. They also have questions about the two pilots on board. The person listed as pilot in command was 78 years old. The co-pilot was 20. The lawyers representing the families said they would not seek punitive damages from Rivera's company. NBC Latino reports that the suit was filed in Los Angeles County rather than in Mexico because the airplane was of U.S. registry and should have complied with U.S. safety standards. Fiscal cliff or no, it seems everyone has an idea of how to solve the country's economic and employment woes these days. One of the more unique, however, has popped up in the form of a petition on the White House We the People website urging the Obama administration to build a Death Star, beginning in 2016. The petition reads, quote, "Those who sign here petition the United States government to secure funding and resources and begin construction on a Death Star by 2016. By focusing our defense resources into a space superiority platform and weapon system such as a Death Star, the government can spur job creation in the fields of construction, engineering, space exploration, and more, and strengthen our national defense." Well, the petition, which was created back in November of last year, has gathered only 34,000-plus signatures so far, perhaps in part because of the official White House response posted just below the call for the Death Star. It reads, in part, "The administration shares your desire for job creation and a strong national defense, but a Death Star isn't on the horizon." It goes on to give several reasons why and to tout spacefaring accomplishments like the International Space Station and the ongoing private and commercial space efforts. It concludes by saying, quote, "We are living in the future. Enjoy it, or better yet, help build it by pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or a math-related field. If you do pursue a career in a science, technology, engineering, or math-related field, the Force will be with us. Remember, the Death Star's power to destroy a planet or even a whole star system is insignificant next to the power of the Force." Well, two observations. We now know that the president, or someone on his writing staff at least, has seen Star Wars. And could it be that the petition hasn't drawn that many signatures because, in truth, due respect to George Lucas, it's kind of a nutty idea? I'm Glenn Warrior. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.